If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
No to witam wszystkich. Nazywam się Hans von Kloss. Słuchacie radia CITR 101,9 z Vancouver. Ja się nazywam Hans von Kloss and ta audycja się nazywa Godzina Biedy. That's a headache for Michelle by Au Pairs. I did hear this first time at probably 25-6 years ago on David Wisdom's show on CBC. I forgot the name of this show. It was, for my money, the best show in this town for years. That was, I believe, Friday or Saturday night for 3 or 4 hours. Intelligent and subtle and all good. There was always great stuff on it. I don't know whatever happened to David Wisdom. So unfortunately, there's no one to can follow him, really. And no one ever even tried in this town, including this radio. No one even come close to David Wisdom. Hans von Klaus here with a little Polish introduction. This is Misery Hour. Day is number 26 of June. Yeah, is it June already? Oh, crap. 2013. You do listen to CATR, college radio, from University of British Columbia Incorporated. Usual suspects. Stay tuned for Pyra with Vampire's Ball around 1 o'clock. Should be here till 5 with you. Expect the best. So, I can only speak for myself. I'm going to reward you, I hope I am, with almost 120 minutes of something decent. Unfortunately, there is only getting worse in this radio daytime, and it's just, I keep repeating this every week, and I'm just simply hoping that I can change my mind, change my opinion about it. But it's not happening. It is not. With small exceptions, it's just completely unlistenable daytime. And then again, it's only me. What the hell I know? But the only thing I know, I have a right to have my own opinion, and it's all good. Whether you like it or not. It's Bowery Electric, 101.9 FM, CATR. Well, I quite often say that titles of song make no sense, and every week I change my mind. Black Light by Bauer Electric. Yeah, that's probably how Black Light looks like. It's a brilliant album. It's called, I don't know what it's called. It's called something. Beat. I don't know if it's still around. Yeah, there we go. 20 minutes after 11. Well, we have some David Cross tonight. I forgot about the dude, and I shouldn't have. But first, there you go, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, that's how pop looked like years ago. And what's really frightening, pop looks like pretty much like this now a days. I heard this on the radio today. I thought I'm just...
This is the president.
I'm just gonna flip. But that wasn't the worst I've heard. But there it is. But can I go through the goddamn commercial now? It's not like I own any of those records, but I'm waiting for YouTube to help me. It's just all those generic boys singing such a fucking shit. It's just so unlistenable. This is the Depeche Mode of today.
Spell on me, spell on me. You hit me like the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's
there you go. It's pretty much a very gay thing, you know, five guys getting on a stage and singing together. And that's supposed to be the very, very male stuff. I don't get that. Nothing wrong with being gay, of course, but it's just all just places. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And all this music those days is just like, they give the impression that everything is so cool, so beautiful, so easy. It's just an endless party. There's no problems around. Everybody's having a drink, sitting in a limo and going to the beach. It's frightening. Anyway, that's it. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now. Now I'll take you by the hand. I don't know what to do with that one. Drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away. Away from us, so stay. Stay with me. It's time to run, really. We'll be right back.
talk about that gay voice. You know, this, you know, the Gabriel's gonna do what Gabriel's gonna do. This voice, it's the gay voice. Not all gay men have this voice, but only gay men have this voice. And it's just gay men who have it, and it's not, it's definitely like, you've never heard any heterosexual, you've never heard any heterosexual in the history of the world ever who's ever said, like, guys, seriously, I want to go out tonight, I want to get so much pussy. I'm going to get so much pussy, you guys. Oh. No, never, never. That is a voice we attribute to gay people for a good reason. And it's genetic. It's genetic, in other words. There's something, and it transcends culture and upbringing and class and era and economy and geography. It doesn't matter if you were raised in a family of three in the 50s in Flint, Michigan, or raised in a family of seven in fucking Dublin, Ireland in the 1890s. You know, it doesn't matter. It's genetic. It's something that happens, you know. It's like all these fucking asshole religious people who say it's a choice, you know. Like, homosexuality is a choice. That is a choice people make to engage in this deliciously decadent, sinful behavior in God's eyes. They get together with their, you know, hot oil rub downs and whatnots. It's sinful, and you know, it's fucking, it's genetics, not a choice. There's no fucking 16-year-old heterosexual boy, confused, socially awkward, you know, acne-scarred kid sitting around, you know, in his bedroom going, God, everyone hates me. And no girl, the girls that I like don't like me, and I don't know what to do, and the thought of having sex with another man is physically repellent to me. But you know, maybe it's time I invited even more nonstop harassment into my life. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, things have been going so easy. Why don't I just introduce the concept of getting the shit kicked out of me for no good reason by a bunch of fucking retards? What do they want? Yeah, that's good. That's a fun choice to make. That's a choice a lot of people are making, you know. Yeah. No, it's genetics. That's my point. There's something that happens in the gestation period where it splits off, and then you just suddenly, this is how it is. And, you know, it's the gene that makes you, when you're in a line at the pizza place and there's clearly a lot of people behind you who want to order, you know, sit there and be like, okay, let's see, what do I want? Ah. There's so many things there. I don't even know what half of this is. Okay. Let's see. I'll have sun-dried tomatoes. Okay. And let's see. What else? Well, that's a new one. Pan-seared pea snaps. Pan-seared pea snaps. I'll have some of that. And what kind of... Lover, do you want chèvre? Do you want bri-bri? Chèvre? Do you want chèvre? Yeah, all right. Yeah. No, it's genetics. And it also, interestingly enough, shares a kind of a similar thing, yet it's kind of the opposite, with something that's kind of a phenomenon, and that is, it's not genetic, but it's the redneck voice, which is all... over the country. All over the country. People mistakenly think it's just a southern thing, and it's not. And believe me, I travel all over the fucking place, and it is the only accent that does that. It's the only one. The only one. You never hear anybody going, you know, like, yeah, you know, from El Paso, Texas. Born and raised. Yeah, what do you mean my accent's funny to you? I don't know what you're saying. what are you talking about? El Paso, I never left here, you know. That never happens. But the redneck voice is all over the place. It's all, and it's not just the South, you know. People are like, you know, hey man, I don't know what y'all talking about, but I'm from fucking motherfucking Statesboro, Georgia, man. That's how we talk. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know. Well, fuck you, man. I'm from fucking Bakersfield, California, man. This is how we talk here. I don't know what you're talking about. That's your accent. Hey, fuck both of you, man. I'm from fucking Bozeman, Montana. That's how we do it here. Hey, fuck all of y'all motherfuckers. I'm from fucking Juneau, Alaska. This is how we do it up here, man. That voice is all over the place. It's weird. I don't get it. And that's oh man, that's the best thing about being in the South and growing up here was that rare but wonderful opportunity. Like if you ever, and I would urge people across the country, if you're ever in the South, just and you're in a like a little redneck bar or something, and you get to see a redneck fight. You know what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain it to you. It's a fucking treat, man. It's so awesome if you're sitting there, and because they're fucking drunk and dumb, and they don't know what, they all like puff their chests up, and they're all just coming at this crazy bullshit, fucking coming out of their mouths, like, you know, just making shit up, and like, you know, and it's great, man. If you're ever at a bar and you just hear that of the stool being kicked out, you know, like, oh shit, redneck fight, get your beer, get some peanuts, and just watch the show, because it's gonna be awesome, man. It's gonna be the best fucking show you ever saw. Oh, it's gonna rock, man. Those guys that are like, you know, like, man. Nah, man, you don't want to rile me, man. You just rile the wrong motherfucker, man. Nah, you don't even know, man. I'm the last guy you want to fuck with, man, because you don't know me, man. I kill your ass, man. You don't even know, man, because you don't know, man. I'm like a motherfucking earthquake, rapping a hurricane, nestled in a box of tsunamis, man. That's what I am, man. I'm fucking kick your ass. I'm like a motherfucking natural disaster times triplicate, man. Fucking waiting to kick your ass. You don't even know, man, because I'm trained in super secret martial arts, man. Shit, I can't even tell you, man. I had to live underwater for a year, man, learn this shit. I can't even avow any of this stuff. I got tricks. I know fucking 43 ways to kill you with a pimento, my man, so don't fuck with me. You don't want to fuck with me because I know super ninja shit, man. Like, right now, I just turned invisible. You didn't even know that. I just turned invisible, man. You see, you looking at me because you hear my voice, and that's, but I just turned invisible. You think you see me, but I just put all my visibility onto you, so you double visible now. What you gonna do, motherfucker? You can run. You can't hide, man. I'll fucking find your ass because you fucking double visible. I'm invisible, so fucking that negates itself, man. So we both disappear. How about that shit, man? You don't even know, man. I know a super secret way to fucking, I just take my eyelash, man. Take my eyelash, go, beep, you know, and then you fucking put it in your eye and you fucking dead, man. You dead for an hour. You don't even know it, man. You be walking around thinking you alive, but you've been dead for an hour, man, going, hey, man, this jukebox, okay, I'm going to play some Ozark, Martin, Dead Devil, you know, whatever, man. You don't even know, man. You dead. I'm laughing at you, man, all invisible and shit, just laughing at you. Man, because you opened up the wrong motherfucking can of worms, bitch. You opened up the wrong can of worms, man, because this is you going, oh, man, what's this can of worms? I'm going to try this can of worms out, man. See what's up in here, man. And you fucking open it up and, you know, take you a long time because you got one of them old-fashioned, you know, can openers and electric, they, you know, crank out like this and all that shit. And then you finally get the top, you know, and you go to peel the top up and be careful because that shit sharp. But you pull back and you just looking at, look at that, ain't nothing but stupid little can of worms. What's that about? I don't give a shit about that little can of worms. Then when your back's turned, all them worms climb up on top of each other, form one big worm, and kill you with this worm-like voracity. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's David Cross at his best. From Shut Up Baby. It's a double album. You do have to have this one. It's followed by It's Not Funny. It's released as well somewhere. It's been years since I've heard this first time, and I can never get bored with that stuff. David Cross, Shut Up Baby. Maybe it's on YouTube somewhere, if you can find it probably anywhere or not. But he's a really funny man. Quarter to midnight, 101.9 FM, CTR. This is Hans von Kloss, your Polish import. Source direct for you, why the hell not? And our worst wishes to people involved in a ritual killing of animals and testing on them, abusing them, caging them, and doing all the wrong things for all the wrong reasons. And the only reason there is, it's money. Money. So, I hope the rest of your life, hopefully already it is, it's going to be a chain of really misadventure and bad things that will happen to you. 101.9 FM, CTR.
Sei pünktlich, komm nicht zu spät. How can you lie there and think of England when you don't even
That's Billy Bragg, of course, with Shirley, and you know it. There was the only one guy who can write stuff like this. It's a Johnny Marr, of course. Remix, Bob Marley. It's W-Ways. It's listenable. It's actually a very good remix. So one more, even better on that CD that we'll play later on. But like I said, reggae bores the shit out of me. After 15 minutes, I just can't pay attention anymore. But this is really good.
We'll be right back. city full of garbage eaters ravaging parking spots beneath my plaza window. I see cheetah in their tight skins and tired heels. All night hip on the diner crossing the street. Swirly herds of young Impala, lambasted gibbons, even a struggling Monza. And over there, that brilliant head ornament on that Japanese macaque. But look closely at the hammerhead hand in hand with the mandrel. It's a sight you're unlikely to see anywhere else on the planet. Yes, the howler's resonating repertoire is not too bad in the midst of the more musical twirl, the tropical warbler. But the impatient taxi fare, the sparkling elderly artist, and the glass-eyed snapper hawking papers I can certainly live without. Also be cautious, the poisonous boom slang laughter, social dropping to the fruit bat and purple queenfish. And who's that babbler conversing with a magazine stand? Evidently he's getting a good reply.
Well, not exactly radio friendly stuff. Well, commercial radio friendly, I suppose. Yeah, I think you did like that. Somebody told me that. Whatever, I played Ella Fitzgerald, I think, last time. From the Verve remix last week, I think. So, you said you like it, so. Why the hell not play more of it? It's Sarah Vaughan this time, and it's a brilliant, brilliant remix. 101.9 FFCFR, is this miserable, well, not so fucking miserable, but yeah, name it's here.
ławce i nie spijam tani win, chociaż przez brązowe szkło dobrze widać słońce. Ze wszystkich stron nie byłem w więzieniu, nie nawróciłem się, no, nie dbam o imię. Nie byłem w więzieniu, nie nawróciłem się, no, nie dbam o imię. Możesz tylko kupić bilet mi, możesz tylko kupić bilet mi last minute. Możesz tylko kupić bilet mi, możesz tylko kupić bilet mi last minute. Last minute.
There it is, the Cranes. I just found a top number one in Canada. I don't know, maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm just deaf. I just simply do not understand this. I just don't get this stuff. Listen to this. Where's the music here? I think my dog could be composing better shit than this. Let's just listen to it for 30 seconds, please. I guess the expectations of today's teenagers are complete zero, zero, zero. 20 after midnight, some more stuff from Varieté from Poland, and some Cranes before this. I do apologize for playing it, but it just always puzzles me. What kind of a chemical reaction is in somebody else's brain, and stuff like this can possibly appeal to you? But well, hey, there is still alcohol, so it will explain it to me somehow.
underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning out. I was there.
so easy. I never even try. Yeah, it used to be so easy. But the last day of summer never
summer is just starting right now, but it's a brilliant song. I'm probably abusing the word brilliant. English is my second language after all. My first language is love, of course, isn't it? So next weekend you're gonna just dress red and white and show how patriotic you are, whatever the hell that means. Of course, government wants you to be very patriotic so you can die in name of it and work yourself to death in the name of cutting down and being patriotic in the name of the country. I've been always laughing about it when I lived in all over the Europe, and here it's just everybody says this is the best country in the world. And what can you say if you hear stuff like this? The best country in the world. What the fuck do you know? You've never been anywhere else? What the hell do you know? But it sounds good. And always nationalism, patriotism never brings you anything good. It's always a problem, always. So be careful out there waving your flags and whatever the hell you do, because it can get into your blood. And the best example is when you watch the games and sports. That's when it really comes out. It's just another real estate. Some south and north, west and east. You just speak different language and you're not better than other nation or worse. You're just different, more or less stupid. And then you have it's just a government that you picked, and that's really unfortunate. And if the government is big enough to give you everything you want, it's probably big enough to take everything you have. So enjoy your Canada Day. I know I'll be drinking German beer.
feel the soul falling over my head. And as I climb into an empty bed, oh well, enough said. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. See, the sea wants to take me, the knife wants to slit me. Do you think you can help me? Sad veiled bride, please be happy. Handsome groom, give her room. Loud, loutish lover, treat her kindly, though she needs you more than she loves you. And I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over, over. Never really began, but in my heart it was so real. And you even spoke to me and said, if you're so funny, then why are you on your own tonight? And if you're so clever, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very entertaining, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very good looking, why do you sleep alone tonight? Tonight is just like any other night. That's why you're on your own tonight. With your triumphs and your charms, over in each other's arms. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over, 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 over. It's so easy to laugh, so easy to hate. It takes good to be gentle and kind. Over, over. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love. Not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, but not for such as you and I.
Yes, not very uplifting, of course, but that thing haunts many people after they hear this first time. So happy holiday. Whatever that means, it's just another opportunity to get drunk and have a day off. Really, that's this all, what it's all about. If you really take this patriotism seriously, you are in deep trouble. Stay tuned for Pyra for great stuff, techno, industrial and goth from 1 till 5. And after this, kings and queens, that's your politicians. I'll leave you with some David Cross, you seem to like it. That'll be from Answer Your Telephone. I haven't heard this one in full, but I know there's pieces of it, so you probably will enjoy it until Pyra will show up. Had one here. So, Hans von Klaus, and that was Miser Hour. And I wish you rain. We'll be right back.
identification.
Like, yeah, I know. He goes, yeah, man.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside. But remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
You know, and they're drinking a lot, you know, and they're, we're getting fucked up.